That is what we want to be this summer, cold as ice. We just got to make sure we're doing it as efficiently and cleanly as possible. And Patrick, you were talking a little bit. We were mentioning air filters and ran out of time. You have a little trick of the trade you use?
Yeah. You can actually use a much less expensive filter if you just hit it with a little Aquanet hairspray on the bottom of the filter. It'll catch all the fine dust and dirt. I mean, if you have allergies, kind of maybe upgrade to a better filter. But if you don't have any allergies, you want the system to get as much airflow without restriction as possible. Kind of like you said, you get a real thick pleated filter. It's like jogging down the street with a coffee straw in your mouth. Same exact thing. However, you get a non-pleated, kind of just a cheapy filter, hit it with a little bit of hairspray. Now, keep in mind, if we mostly have gas furnaces out here, so you might want the hairspray to dry before you go and throw
it. Don't use it on the heater.
Yeah, before you go and throw your furnace on there, so it might be a little bit dangerous.
Flame-throwing
air conditioner. Yeah, so hit it with a little bit of hairspray, let it sit out for a little bit, and then go ahead and put it in, and then just check it every 30 days, like Tony said.
And then briefly on scrubbers, what's a scrubber?
So an air scrubber, basically, instead of just filtering the air, because the only way you can filter air is to slow it down. And when you slow it down, you lose efficiency. You can't, it's got to pass through the filter to be able to filter it. With an air scrubber, it actually works on the supply side of the system. So it's sending out, the easiest way to say it is sending out hydrogen peroxide and grouping everything up and sanitizing it and then catching it all in clumps. So it doesn't catch a smaller particulate, it makes the particulates stick together so that the normal filter will catch them.
Right. It sends a charge off in the air, kind of like, and so the fine dust and dirt clumps together, which makes your existing filter equipment easier to catch. Mm-hmm. So to
now,
speak.
Every line is full, and we're going to get to the calls right now. When we clear a line, it's 1-888-767-4348. You can get in. We're not going to get all the air conditioning calls addressed today, but on this radio program, y'all are right in the entrance at the floor downstairs. You've got technicians all day.
Yep, we'll be here all day. There's people on site. They can help you all day.
Just look for the blue and orange.
That's it. Can't miss it.
And stop by, and we're giving free tune-ups out right now. Actually, TEP.
Energy
audits. Actually, TEP pays us to give you a free energy audit, so stop by.
We were actually you jumped ahead of me. We'll get to that in a minute.
I was
talking to several people yesterday that stopped by the booth wanting to know about energy audits. So we'll get to those. But we're going to get to Wendy in Tucson first on the line. Wants to talk about service best practices. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. We have probably about an 8-year-old train system, and it works great, no problems. We upgraded and put some reflective panels or reflective coating on our windows and put up the sunscreens, and that made a huge difference in the home as well. I'm just curious, it checked out fine last year, ran like a top, no problems. Is it worth the $60-$70 bucks each year to have someone like Russet Air come out and do the annual tune-up?
It's kind of like your car. Yes, you definitely want to have somebody look at it once a year. Because
is it worth it to change the oil?
Yeah, exactly. You know, something could go wrong that you don't even know the system's going to continuously operate, and it could fail without you knowing and cause a much greater damage, like a failed compressor, just because of a simple $100 piece that you didn't have checked.
For example, your capacitor gets below tolerance. You don't know that it's under tolerance. It could run under tolerance for a year. However, that is feeding the wrong voltage, essentially, to the compressor, so therefore the compressor is working harder. And you as the homeowner don't have a clue, and you're steadily watching your electrical bills go up. But feels cold air. You don't feel the difference there. Everything seems normal. But, yeah, you're actually doing damage to the system. So
and you get it serviced twice a year. Let's go by the numbers.
Yeah.
$20,000 for a new air conditioning unit is probably a pretty good medium. Would you guys agree?
Oh, yeah.
You could go a lot higher. But right. The average home, probably around $20,000.
I would say about 10 average $10,000.
Okay, we'll break it down from $10,000. What's the service fee right now?
Typically, when we do our tune-ups, they're around $75 to $95.
So we'll go $85. So we've got a $10,000 average. Divided by 85, so that's 170 7 divided by 2, it would take you, for a $10,000 unit.
Right.
That gets you over 25 years of service at that cost.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sure.
Really,
your payoff's there.
It's super critical. Yes, that to answer your question, you should always do it. Always have them come out once a year. It would be like not changing oil in your car. It's very critical that somebody looks at it once a year, at least once a year.
A $200 part could cost you a $3,000 repair easily within a couple months in the summertime.
And we were talking before y'all got in with Mr. Davis just about the industry has big companies that don't send repairmen out. They send parts salesmen out, and that scares a lot of people from bringing somebody out.
Sure, sure. It's getting more and more that way. Yes, that's correct. But, you know, if you do your homework, you pick a quality company, you're going to get quality service. You take your car to a place to get a cheap oil change, you're going to get a cheap oil change. You know, just that's
homework,
the way it works.
Yep. And with social media these days.